Brand new halacha. We could create kiddushin, even though the woman is not receiving any money. It still works because the woman instructs you to give money to someone else, and you respond and act based on her instruction. The halacha is it's considered like kiddushin. Why? Midin arif. Arif la b'afal gav deloy moti anol yodei. Komesha beid nafshei. In arif, even though he doesn't actually get anything in his hands, any pleasure in his hands, he responds and reciprocates with his obligation of his body. Namely, that if the loiva defaults, you can collect from the Arev and he is considered the borrower and he has to pay back the loan. Hi, it's all this woman, not me. Afal gadalei mota anol yodei, even though this looks so not kiddushin dik, because she's not actually getting anything physical in her hands and she's not getting pleasure. Komishabdo mekanya nafsha. She is actually delivering her body and being a das makna and now willing to get married, and there is a full-fledged kinyan linyan kiddushin. So you can have a maisa kiddushin. Isaac, you with me, Isaac? Merwis!
He's on mute.
Oh. Should I unmute just to make sure?
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's
on mute. Oh. So what? So that, it's good kiddushin, even though physically she's not getting anything. Zok the Ritva, Meseches Kiddushin, don't be fooled by this Gemara. This Gemara is a little misleading because the Gemara is lashon in languages that the woman didn't get any ana. If the woman didn't get any ana, lemaisa, then there's no din arev. Because the Gemara Bava Basra says beferish that arev has an internal problem with it being obligated. Why? Because what happens? You want a loan. The bank doesn't want to give you a loan. So what happens? So the bank goes to an Arif that's going to back up the loiva if you default. The Arif says, yeah, I got him. I got his back. I got heavy pockets. Zok the bank, zok the malve. Okay, now I'll lend the loiva. So now, the Gemara says, the Arif's chiv is chal. And if he defaults, the guy can come back to here to the Arif. The Gemara, you just have to remember this. The Gemara says, the halacha, according to Jewish law, the malva cannot go initially to the arev. The Gemara says, lo yifra arev, lo yifra mina arev tchila. You're not allowed to collect from the arev unless the lova defaults. If the lova has cash, the chiv of the arev is not cha. Fine. So that's the rules. Frek the Gemara, kashim bava basra. Whoa, I understand. If I say to Isaac, oh, you could have my house in Fairlawn. You could have my house in Fairlawn if it rains tomorrow. You think that's chal? I joke with you guys all the time. I say guzmas all the time. I exaggerate all the time. That's like my whole half of my shir is exaggeration. Suck the Gemara, that's a smachta. A smachta lokanya. If a person says, if this, that's a gambling. You're not expecting that to happen. You didn't have smichas das. You didn't have real. That's why you have to do kinyan, and that's why you have to fortify things. You have to really build it up. You have to. It's like that's not chal. Frekta Gemara Kasha. Every Arev, he says, "Oh yeah, I back him up. Yeah, your shver didn't mean what he said." But how do you know that? Gemara says, "No, your shver is getting something. The Arev is getting something by being the guarantor over here. Why?" So Gemara, ba'ani hanav, dekam hemdilei. In that pleasure that you are now giving the loan because I am a reputable guy and I am a guy you can rely on and I have heavy pockets. I'm a chashuv guy in the community. I'm going to be the guy that's going to be considered the gvir of wherever, of Lawrence, of 5 pounds, of Riverdale. I'm the gvir of Teaneck. And I'm announced to be the gvir of Teaneck. Ad kedei kach, that Bank America is only going to give the loan if they rely on me. That's geshmak ha'ana. That's malchus. That's something that I'm actually getting and I'm exchanging, and I'm chay of myself in exchange for that hana that I'm getting. Right? So, Dr. Ritva, that's exactly what the Gemara meant over here. All the Gemara meant to say is not that there's no Hana. If there's no Hana, Rabbi said, what do we fall back to? That the Arif doesn't get off the ground. It's a problem of a smachta. Zokter Ritva, the Gemara is just saying it's not classic Hana Shomamin, because you're not actually getting the money over here. Is the woman actually walking away with $500 in her pocket or with a ring that's worth money? The answer is no. There's no Kesef and there's no Shavah Kesef. Yet what is there, Zokter Ritva? There is Hana that works like Kesef. What Hana? Hana that the Gemara Baba Basra told us about. Hana that you're only giving this money to this guy because what? The woman said to you to give him that guy. I don't like Leiby. I'm not going to give Leiby a matana. The only reason I'm giving Leiby a matana is because what? It's because that girl told me to give Leiby a matana. If I wouldn't have listened to that girl would have never had that conversation, I would have never given a matana to Leiby. Why is Leiby getting a matana? Because the girl told me to. She gets it done. I can marry her with that hana. Azoy Zokter Ritva, that's hana. The Gemara is above Avastra and the Gemara in Kiddushin are parallel. And the only lavdafki in our Gemara is that lomati hana biyadi. It can't mean lomati hana in Gatz. It can't mean that there was no hana bichlal, because then there's nothing to be mekadesh with. Avad there was hana. All the Gemara is just saying that there was no momin. But my Rebbe Rabbeisai, not everyone agrees with the Ritva. If you look carefully in the Rosh, the Rosh says, what are you Mekadosh with?
Mana.
What's mana? Mana's cash. $100. Where's the $100? Girl didn't get $100. Where's the $100 that you're marrying her with? Zokta Rosh, you misunderstood how Ari works. Not only did you misunderstand how Ari works here, Rabbeisai, this Gemara is one of the most important Gemaras for Arev in Kol HaDor Kula. When the Yehuda says, Anochi Arvenu, the whole Yesod of Arev, according to the Rosh, stems from Kiddush and Av Zayin. Here's where it's at. Zok the Rosh, when the Malve is giving the money to the Loive, it's as if I got the money. This woman wants to give a matona to someone else. And what? She doesn't have the cash on her. So you know what she does? She says, do me a favor, give him the money. Zokta Rosh, with that money, I am going to be mekadesh you. Why? Because it's ki'ilu that I'm not nosing it to the loive. It's ki'ilu that I gave it to you, and then you gave it to him. You're allowed to do with whatever you want with your money. So now it's as if, what? The Arid actually received money. So therefore, there's a major machloikis, merishayinim, what's going to be the terminology in the marriage? According to the Ritva, if a guy says money, there's no kiddushin over here, because there was no money given to the girl. It's ba'iya no, to come the kabbalist that I relied on you in order to give the present, in order to give the present to the guy. That is your hana. That's what the Arif is meshabin himself. The Rosh says no. The Lashon of the Kedushin is with the what? Not with the Hana. With the actual mana. That we virtually, halachically view it as if you got $100 through the Chiyuv of Arid. It's as if there was an Asina to your hands. Aye. The Gemara says, the Lokomoti Hana Liyodeh. So guy, Ruchem Aboyim, comes with a Mahalach and he explains very well. According to the Rosh, the Gemara is just saying, you're not physically getting any cash. You're not receiving mamish cash. But halachically, we view it as if you got the cash. So the Gemara is not a kasha, according to the Rosh either. The Gemara is just saying, even though, which every other Kiddushin, physically, the woman receives something, and here, in the case of Arif, we view it as if she received something, but she didn't actually physically receive anything. So therefore, the Gemara could read according to him. 1 second. Yeah.
According to the Rosh, the money is changing hands between
the two. The money is as if the Arif got... The money is as if it went from this guy to this guy. And now, why does this guy have it? It's as if I gave it to him.
As if who gave it? As if the grantor...
The Arif got the money in the interim.
Right.
Kilu nastalo. You could view it like this. You are my shliach. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the Lashon of the Rashbam in Bavasa. That was our discussion this morning. Okay? But according to the Ritva, that's not at all what's happening over here. It's just that I am being mechayev myself because of Hana that I'm getting, external to the money. We asked the kasha yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, that lefi the rush, there's a little bit of a kasha. Why does the Gemara sound in Baba Basra like who? Like the Ritva. The Gemara tells us that Arev works through the Hana that he gets, that he's a dependable person, and he's now eliciting you now to give money based on him. Sounds like what? That the way, the nature of Arev being Meshabin himself and being Mechayev and obligating himself is because he's receiving Hana. Everybody says, is that what the Gemara says? Not necessarily. What did the Gemara of Baba Basra say? Gemara of Baba Basra says, what? Why? Because Arev has a problem with it. What's the problem with Arev? Asmach. All the Gemara introduced Hana for is to remove the impediment that every Arev, by definition, is a problem of Asmachta, and he never really was Meshabin himself, and he never really said a reliable statement that we can now obligate him based on that statement. Zok the Gemara, false. There was something that he's getting out of this, Hillel. There was something that he's actually focused over here, that he has Smichus Das. What? What's he receiving? He's receiving Hana. That removes the impediment of Asmachta. Zokta Rosh, Mehechitesi, where did the Gemara ever say that I'm explaining to you the mechanics of Arev? Perhaps to get rid of the issue of Asmachta, it's sufficient for the Arev just to receive some Hana. But Rabbi Yisai, the way Arev works is as if I got the money and I gave it to someone else. But it could be that it was sufficient to remove the problem of Asmachta just with the idea that he gets episahana, some sort of pleasure that he's being the reliable person and he's being the person that now is going to trigger you to give money and otherwise you wouldn't have done that, and that's a geshmak hana. But hana is a requirement.
Yeah, but then you have to say according to
the rush, you need something more.
Yeah.
You need something additional.
Yeah.
What I thought you were saying, Yiram, is the following question that I was thinking about when I was going to sleep last night. It was bothering me. Came out the whole night last night. If that's the answer to the rush, Rabbi Yisai, I have a major problem. Why? Because the rush has a much better answer to why Arev is not a smach. What's the rush's better answer to why Arev is not a smach?
Give him
the money. So the kasha that I have on the rush, Iran, which I thought you were going to.
No, I'm saying you don't need hana because he's giving you the money.
That's exactly where I thought you were going.
Why do you even say it was an additional thing?
Because the Gemara says Hana!
Yeah, no, but now according to what you're saying, you don't need Hana.
Oh! So now say it in the Kasha! Tiefto on the rush! Because why did the Gemara say that Arev is not a smachta, is Dayano to come and this lay? Say better!
Because the rush said that?
Yeah! The rush said it's Kihu Nasta Liyodo! So why did the Gemara say that? That's a kasha on the rush.
Wait, the
Gemara Baba
Basra?
The Gemara Baba Basra.
Why didn't it say
the reason why an Arev is not a smachta is because let me explain to you the mechanics of an Arev. The Arev gets money, so Avadi is Meshabin himself.
It's probably like the Ritva.
But the kasha is the rush disagrees with the Ritva. The rush tells us you're being Mekadosh with the money. It's Kilu Nasu Liyodo. So now the Ritva says, no, that's not the way Arev works. Oh, Haraya, I have a Gemara Baba Basra. So I said, the Gemara Baba Basra is not such a kasha. Why? Because all the Gemara Baba Basra was saying was why is in every Arev a smachta. But the Gemara never was saying what, how the mechanics of Arev works. Maybe the reason why it's not a smachta is because of Hana, and in Hanami, the mechanics of the way Arev works is through Kilu Nasu Liyodo, as if you got the money. But now I'm asking, if that's the case, you have a much better answer to the issue of a smachta. It's Kilu, you got the money.
Yeah, but it's something like it's not real, like you're actually getting something. Even according to the rush, he's not going to say you're actually getting something. You actually need that.
He's Mekadosh a woman with it, for God's sake!
You can't have both ways.
You got it! You can be Mekadosh! This woman's going to get Skilo!
Mekadosh! But she's still getting some enough from it, though.
She's no different than an Arev.
That's how the Yeshua said that.
It is different than an Arev. I'm not going with the Malach like Yeshua. Right now, she's getting an Arev. What, someone text you the answer to my question right now? Impossible.
You're saying why does Mar even say Hana?
Yes!
But you still need
to... Boys, I couldn't sleep last night! This
Gemara is a cash on the rush. I called her Tzavati last night. He said, yeah, Kusha.
I don't think it's such a cash.
Woke up.
Shachris. Or howl. Rough, that's what I thought about. The boys say.
No?
Not a cash on the rush. Gemara had an issue. Gemara had an issue. What's Gemara's issue? Again, we're going with our Mahala from yesterday. Gemara's issue was not to explain how Arev works. Gemara has a pasuk that there's a concept called Arev. Now Gemara has another detail. Gemara says every Arev is Asmachta. Every Arev is Asmachta. The answer for Asmachta is Hana. 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 Epis something gets rid of the issue of Asmachta. According to the Rush, that's true as well. There is some Hana that this Arev is getting that the Rush is masking.
Why can we say
it? One second. Now you want to have a different discussion and not only explain why we get rid of Asmachta, but you want to know how Arev is working, like namely, could it even be applied to a case of Kiddushin as if you got something in your hands? Now I'm going to tell you that Arev, the mechanics, once you have the Parsha of Arev, it works in a different mechanics. But I could still be maskim that in order to remove an impediment, all I would have needed is Hana. But that's not the way the Kinyan Arev is working. The Kenyan Arbor's working has to be much more. So I just answered the Gemara Baba Basra. Yes, Schultz.
The Rush is no mentioning of Hanas.
That's true. But the Rush is not commenting on the Gemara Baba Basra. The Rush is commenting on how the Sinas Kiddushin works, which the Rush says, I can only understand if it's actually as if you gave something.
Correct.
Now you guys should ask me a different question. Now you guys should ask me a different question, Landona.
Yeah, sure. How is the Rosh getting rid of that spot?
The Rosh says, Lamaisa, the Gemara is right, and the Gemara says there was Hana given to her. There's a gun, Hana given. Everyone believes in the Svar of Malchus. Everyone likes to be relied upon.
Why are you saying that?
Because the Gemara says so.
But the Rosh is Gemara saying that. It gives a simpler answer.
Good question. So my answer to that is that the Gemara didn't need to come onto my mechanics. It could have been true. But the Gemara didn't need to. Let's say I tell you this. We have a problem in our company. We have two ways to resolve this issue. We can invest $1 million option, or, which is our product, or we can now just patch up the problem with our $500,000 solution. Zok the Rush, and a Hanami. Yes, correct.
Assuming that.
Why not?
And isn't it much simpler to say it's not Hana, and it's just
No.
Worth as much
that can't be. Money. That's what I'm trying to say. The Rush cannot say that there's no actual pleasure. There's no machlokas, the Rush and the Ritva, whether or not a guy gets a geshmak to be relied upon. That's a Gemara Mefereshes. Everyone holds a guy gets a geshmak to be relied upon, and to be that reason, and there is some sort of Hana. The Rush understood that that's not sufficient for Kiddushin, and I have to explain the mechanics of Din Arev, that it's not only that, but the reason why Arev doesn't have a problem with it, that it's an Asmachta Lokanya, that already I can resolve because of the Hanash. Now comes along the Rush and says, well, how do you accomplish Kiddushin? Oh, you want to know how you accomplish Kiddushin? Let me explain to you the way Arev works. When you have this triangle, it's as if you actually got the $100, and therefore she actually, as if she got money for the Kiddush. Now my kasha is Rabbi Sai. If the Rush buys into Hana, and the Rush buys into Hana for a smachta, so why not just say, like the Ufa?
Because
you just repeated my question.
No, because he's not saying that the Rush is going to say that.
Why isn't it sufficient?
Because he's not trying to make the Kiddushin of the thing work.
I'm asking you, why doesn't it? If it's Hana, it's Hana.
Because if it could answer the
question. Now you guys have to make a chilik in Svara.
If they stop.
Rabbi Yisai, I'm turning on your Lomdish cups to make a chilik in Svara of why the Rush would say that this type of Hana is not Kiddushin Dick.
Can't you just say also, if
only a smachter?
If because the Rosh is saying it's on the money, the Ripper would disagree. Being if it's kind of like a loan in a sense. If they stop being Mekudesh together, whatever, she would then have to pay back because it's on the money.
You're going to pay shoes, right?
But the Ritva, but the Ritva wouldn't because it's on the Hanas. So there's nothing to pay back.
Oh, so I think what Schultz is saying.
Good.
is that the Ritva makes a major assumption. The Ritva says that this Hana of Ariv, that the Ariv gets Geshmak, the fact that you're making this whole transaction because you're relying on him, is all similar and is the same din as Schok Lefane or Rekob Lefane, as going to an entertainment club and doing something Hanadik that you would pay money. That's not so pasha. Perhaps the Rush is under the assumption, and this is what I'm suggesting, Rabbi Yisrael, this is what Schultz is suggesting, and this is what Mickey suggested yesterday. Perhaps the Rush is of the opinion that yes, Avada, there is some Hana, there is some pleasure over here, and there's some Geschmack over here that this guy is being relied upon in order to get this transaction going. But Mehechitesi, that I can now say that that's the same as the Mishnah of Schoik Lefane and Rekol Lefane, that's a marketable item that a person would actually pay money for that amount. Maybe it's only a Hana that would now remove the impediment of a Smachta. But you now want to call it a Kinyan? Perhaps the Rush says for the levels of Kinyonim, then you need really Hana Kekesef, and this is not Hana Kekesef like the Mishnah of Schoik Lefane and Rekol Lefane, and therefore the only way a Din Ariv can actually be a Nesina of something of value to be Kiddushin Dik is if what? It's mamish through the mechanics as if you got the money.
Which is where you feel like between a smach and a kinyan?
Yeah.
But did you say that the whole thing with a smach is that you need a kinyan in order for it not to be a smach?
No. A kinyan would help. But a smachta is more fundamental. A smachta means there's no smichas das. So what I'm saying is that in a chanami, that you could possibly create a scenario that he is getting something, and what you're right. What I'm trying to suggest is that the guidelines to remove a smachta would be lower than kinyonim. Perhaps. That's what I'm suggesting in the Rush. Maybe the Ritva holds not like that. Maybe the Ritva holds not like that.
This is like the reverse of
a kinyan resolves a smachta, but maybe one could suggest that you could have something in the middle that would resolve a smachta and not necessarily be.
I just thought it was problematic because there was a gemara, but I guess.
No, I don't. Not that I know. Yeah.
This is like the Rush. I think is like I know it's big kesef, like the reverse of like that. For kedushin, you need something.
Right, you need something that's mamish hanah kesef, right? And don't automatically assume that just because the arid gets hanah to resolve a smachta, that's automatically hanah deis big kesef. And lemaisa, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky writes in this chidushim. He says this hanah is very difficult. You can't sell this hanah.
Right.
The fact that a person relies on a person in order to give a matana or to make a loan, that's not marketable in the veld. That's not like schok lefane or rekol lefane, like entertainment. So it's a little bit more of a chidush. Good, Rabbeisai. Where else does this machlokes affect Shas? So everybody said this is going to have tremendous ramifications. Comes along Tosis Bamitzia and Dafayin Aleph from the Beis. Tosis Bamitzia and Dafayin Aleph from the Beis, as well as the Tur, who is the son of the who?
The Rush.
Who is the son of the Rush. Comes along Tosis Bamitzia and Dafayin Aleph from the Beis and says the following. Weshler, you need a loan? No problem, I'll give you a loan. Okay? Just do me a favor. I have this outstanding loan that I owe money to this guy, my next door neighbor, and he charged me interest. So do me a favor, okay? Pay the interest on my behalf. To the guy.
I'm the one who needs a loan.
I understand, but I'll give you a bigger loan. Just do me a favor, pay the interest on my behalf. Zop places my metzia. What's the din with such a scenario?
Is that interest?
We learned the halacha, Rabbi Yisai, that if it's the real McCoy of Ribbis Ktsutza between a Yisrael and a Yisrael is Yotze B'dayanim. What does that mean, Yotze B'dayanim, Rabbi Yisai? You can what?
Extract the cash.
You can extract the cash. Against my will?
Yeah.
Preparing for the Bechinas, Machlekes Barashba and Tesis, Machlekes Barashinim, what is Yerushalayim Dayanim, the Sefer HaChinuch, okay, just a reminder, there's going to be Ribbis on the Bechinas, it's going to be important. What does Yerushalayim Dayanim mean? Possible question. I don't want to get involved in that right now. Let's look Pasha. Pasha Pshat, Yerushalayim Dayanim, like Mickey said, is that you can extract it from me. Zok the Tesis of Mitzir, in such a place with Weshler, and there's a guy over there in that truck, and I owe him money. Right? Because he got a parking spot for me or whatever. Or he built me a street for past 5 months. Right? That guy?
Zok the Gemara, and Weshler pays the ribis. That I owe the guy, totally kosher yosher. Guy, ribis, mutter. Mutter to lend, mutter to borrow. There's always a ribis with Goyim. Zok the Taisis Mamitzia. Bezdin now can collect the $500 ribis from me and give it back to Weshler. What? My wallet is empty, Rabbi said. And maybe I have $20 in my wallet. Nothing's there. $500? Where am I going to get this $500 with? From? I didn't get $500 to begin with. You're collecting ribis tuta from me. Azoyz of Toysis. Toysis says, what's my raya to this? The Gemara and Daf Zayin of an Aleph in Kiddushin. That every case of Arev is Ki'ilu Nosna Liyado. So it's as if what? I collected $500 worth of cash of ribis. Even though everything was technically with a guy. Through the Sugyo of Din Arev, it's as if Weshler paid me ribis. And that's ribis Tuta, Yosef and Dayanim. Ribis Tuta, Yosef and Dayanim. I now gave him a loan that he's going to give me ribis interest for. That's ribis tuta, yoytav dayonim. I got no money, Isaacs. I got nothing in my pocket. And yet, Bezdin can now come and extract money and give it back to Weshler. Zoktoisis, how does that work? He says, because everyone knows that the way you're mekadesh midin arev is that it's as if the woman Sprinza got the money. And therefore, we can now take it out of your rishus, and you got that $500 ribis. So now we can take it out and give it back, right back to Wesher, like a regular case of a malva and a loive of ribis ktsutsu yaitse b'dayonim. Ignore the fact that there was a guy involved. It's mamish as if I'm giving him a loan and he's giving me interest. Just beini lebein Weshler. That's exactly the din arev, and that's how she's mikudeshes. Where did she get the money, Zaktaisis of Amitzia? You know where she got the money? You know where she got something that's a value for Gedushin? She was married with the money at Ki'ilu. Who does the Tyson send it to her own like Rabbi Isai? Like his father, the Rush. Zok the Machne Ephraim. If you hold like the Ritva against the Rush, you can't take $500 away from me. I didn't get cash value of $500. I got the amount of money that's worth it for me to you to listen to me and give something. How much I know is that worth? I don't know. $10. The fact that a person gets I know that you now are doing something based on my statement. That's not $500 worth. That's not $500 worth. I don't know. Create a number. How much of a person, how much Hanoah there is according to the Ritzba, if there's a geschmack of you listening. All right. But we'll come up to some objective value, how much people would pay. I want Avi to get a matona. So how much would everyone pay in order to get Avi a matona? I want you to give him a loan. So how much would I pay you to get for you to listen to me, for you to give me a loan? That's how much Hanoah you gave me. Did you give me $500 worth? No. You gave me the amount that I would have paid for you to listen to me. Rabbi said, there's going to be a big nafkamina. How much ribis ktsutsa is now going to be taken out? Can you collect $500 for me? Is it mamish as if I gave $500, I collected $500 in ribis? The same way Rabbi said, we had a nafkamina yesterday. What happens if there was only a pruta given to the third party? According to the Ritva, there would be no kiddushin. Because the hana and the pleasure that's given, that's received, is going to be less than the actual amount. Good. Nafkamina number one. Rabbi Isai, it doesn't stop there. Comes along the Gemara, covering ground. And afchesam and this. Gemara in the bottom and the wide lines, afchesam and this. Hiskachi li bekikar. Second. Hiskachili bekikar tneu lekelev enu mikudeshes. V'mhaya kelev shala mikudeshes. A woman says, "Be mikudeshes li, hiskachili bekikar," and the woman says, "Don't give it to me, give it to the dog." So the Gemara has a shayla. What's the halacha if she says, "Give it to the dog"? Is that a sign that what? That she's not interested in the Kedushin? So Gemara says, yes, that's a sign. Tnei Kelev is a sign that she's not interested in the Kedushin. And it's Enim Kedeshes. Right? I start off, I say, Iskachili, and she says, give it to the dog. Right? Isaac, your wife says that to you, that probably she's probably not interested in those flowers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a good... So Gemara says, Enim Kedeshes.
But if it's her dog, so she's saying, oh, you have a kikar? That's exactly what I was looking for. I was about to feed the dog. Thank you. And that's as if you gave it to her. So all the Rishonim are bothered with the following question. Why is Tnei Lekelev no good? All the Rishonim say, why doesn't it work, Midin Arif? If I instruct you to do something,
do it.
So then what? And you listen to my instruction, so then what? So then what? It's a good kiddushin. So that's the Ramban's kasha in the Gemara on Daf Chesem Abiz. Where's the Ramban, Rabbi Say? Oh. Where that? What Daf in the Ran? Beis Abiz, right? Dalam Abiz. Let's see the lashon of the Ramban, Rabbi Say. Zok the Ramban. Zok the Heilige Ramban. Kasa Ramban, the Ma'ida Amrinan Tnei Magabisela, put it on the rock, or Enam Kadesh, Deilu Kelav Enam Kadeshis. Lav Bechad Gavne Ninu, the Betnei Magabisela, Afilu Amr Vekadish Lav Klomu, Mishum the Lav Midi of Apuma. Ava Betnei Lekelav Ilu Amr Vekadish Anilacha Mikudeshis, Kevin Shahoitzi Mamun Alpia. There's a different case over here, Rabbi Say. If the woman would initially say, what? Give it to that dog. And then I will marry you. Then the Ramban says, that's very similar to something else that we have. Kiddushin Daf Zayin. Kiddushin Midin Arif. If you're initially giving it to the dog based on my wording, that says the Ramban, that's Kiddushin Midin Arif. You're now doing this pu'ula, you're doing this activity based on my statement. So therefore the Ramban says, that was not the case of the Gemara and Daf Ches. The Gemara Daf Ches was where you said, oh, marry me, here, it's a kikar. And she says, give it to the dogs, you piece of garbage. Then the Ramban says, there's no Kedusha. But if she says, no, please do what I'm saying, and you listen to her instruction, and you give off money based on her instruction, Zok the Ramban, Father, that's Kedusha. Where's that Kedusha? Midin? Midin Arif Daf Zayinom and Aleph Kedusha. So the Ramban changes the whole chat in the Gemara. And the Chesam Abayis, when Tnei Lekelev is a good Kiddushin or not. Zok the Ran, Zok the other Rishonim, Niran in the bottom, Vachirim Kosvu, De La Oilom Loi Mechayev Midin Arev. It's wrong. The Ramban's Psak is wrong. Whenever a woman says, give it to the dogs, even if she initially created that statement and the husband is responding to that statement, it's still what, says the Ran? Not good Kiddushin. Why? Ella b'moit, when's dinorif, says the Ran? B'moitzi momen mirishuso l'rishus acher ben das. L'fisha b'schuso shel zem ischayev zem I dinorif. Aval b'moitzi momen l'ibud. Ki hocha afagav domer behediv echayven alicha loy mahani. B'chein zrok mon aliyam. What does the Ran say about Rabbi Say? What does the Ran say la'alacha? What's the difference in this case of Kelev or throwing it into the yam? What's it? You're not giving it to a bendas. So therefore, Arev will never apply to the Gemara Kedushin that chesam abeis. Azoy zok l'ran. Moreover, Rabbi Say, that's end of the machlokes. What are they arguing about, Ethan? Ethan, what are they arguing about?
How Arev works.
If you understand the mechanics of Arev, to be as if you gave it and now he's your shliach to give it to someone else. So then what? You can actually envision that I actually received through his receiving. You were my shliach. So then you have to give it to a ben das. But if you understand that all it is hana for you to respond and to be triggered based on my commandment, who cares who the end recipient is? Who cares how you envision the shliach, whether it now is kilu like you got it? He's not representing you, Kiyu, like you got it. Here, just getting the ano, an external ano. What's the ano you're getting? The fact that a person's responding to your statement. So even if I make a statement and say, take your glasses and throw it into the river. Why? I get a kick out of it if you're going to listen to me. How much control do I have? How much control do I have over your life? Zokter Ramban, that's Kiddushin. Because the Kiddushin's with the ano. The Ramban's coming from the Mahalach of the Ritva. Masha'inkin, the other Rishonim are saying, no, There's a process over here. When the loiv is getting this money, it's as if you got it. And now I need a bar sri over here. I need a person who's actually being zeicha in the money. I can't have the money go le'ibud. That is going to be an afkamina based on our machloikis between the Rosh and the Ritva. How to understand the Gemara on Daf Zayin is now going to be a machloikis. How to understand the Gemara on Daf Chesam and Beis, whether or not Zrok Mona Liyam, Zrok Mona Lekelev, if she initializes that statement and that trigger, will it create a Kiddushin Dera? So, yeah.
According to the Ron, what I was asking before about Goyim, does the guy need to have Das that he's getting money, or does he need to have Das that this whole Kiddushin process?
The guy that's getting it, does he need to have das? So whatever's needed for kinyan.
Sure, but he doesn't have to have das. He doesn't need to know that this money is going to turn into
kinyan. Oh, no. Meaning he doesn't have to know about the third party, no.
Correct.
If the woman says before he gives her something, say, I'll marry you and I'll get her now and give it to the dog, why would it be a good kiddush?
So the answer is because that's only if you understand din arev working based off of the hana that you're getting from the fact that I respond based on your commandment.
Not even din arev, just regular... she saves money for not having to feed a dog.
Because of kiddushin... No, the Gemara says if it's her dog, then it is good. The Gemara's just saying stomachella. Gemara makes that distinction between her dog, yeah. So now Rabbi said, the Shaila is when it's going le'ibud, when it's not going to be to her dog, when it's going le'ibud, will that work? So that will be an afkamina between our Yishayim. Rabbi said, let's go vayter tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem will start the sugya of Eved Knaini, which is going to be tremendous. You saw those, and you will connect to a lot of sugyas that we've had in the past. Rabbi said, potentially for now, probably the final share this month.